This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, January 18th. God's word for you today is in place. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 11, verse 33. And it says, "No one lights a lamp and then hides it or puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where its light can be seen by all who enter the house." It is important that you take your relationship with Christ seriously, because it is your guarantee for all the things we have been talking about for the past few days. It is your ticket to ingathering. I declare that everything that belongs to you but has been eaten by your fathers and their fathers, today God will orchestrate the ingathering in the name of Jesus. Do you receive it? It is payback time. I am excited, and you should be excited too. Ingathering also means having the opportunity to catch up on the obedience you have left outstanding. What are the things that God has told you to do but you have not done? Ingathering is an opportunity for you to do them. For instance, some souls have your name on it. God wants you to be the one to witness to them, but you have not done it yet. Those souls do not know or have Jesus till today and are on your account. How will you know them? God will lead them to you and will point them out. This season is not just an ingathering of blessings alone. It is an ingathering of obedience. It is time for you to align, time for you to reach out. It is time for you to be that statement that God has called you to be. No one lights a candle and puts it under the table. Everyone who lights a candle puts it on the table so that it can shine. Men will see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. For some of us, it is an outstanding obedience of forgiveness. There are people you need to forgive and you have not yet forgiven. God is saying to you, this is ingathering. God wants to gather in this obedience of forgiveness. Are you going to allow him? Are you going to align? Are you going to forgive? But Pastor, you do not know what they did to me. If nobody has told you sorry, I am saying sorry. Can you forgive now? The truth is, it is not them. It is not for their sake. Forgive for your own sake. Do not forgive for the sake of the people who hurt you. You forgive for your own sake because of what God has in store for you. Yet, for some people, beyond obedience and forgiveness, it is given. What has God told you to give that you still have in your custody? What has God told you to give that you are still driving around? God has told you to give that person that car, but you are still driving it around. Maybe it is your obedience that will trigger the ingathering you are trusting God for. What has God told you to give that is still breathing in your account? For some people, it is your time and your talent that God is asking you to give because someone needs your mentorship. Or maybe it is your treasure God is calling for. What is it that God has told you to give? He wants to gather in your obedience, your forgiveness, and your giving. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to be fully aligned with you in obedience, in my forgiveness, and in my giving in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.